So, Jimmy, why do you play guitar with your teeth?
Well, actually, I really don't play with my teeth. I play with my ears. My ears there.
Hey, Jimmy, what do you think of American Cops?
American Cops? Oh, man, it's really great, man. They got some groovy uniforms, stripes on their pants, clubs in their pockets. Wow. That is like guns.
Tell me, Jimmy, do you smoke?
No.
Hey, Jimmy, why'd you wear your hair like that?
Yeah, well, these hair strands here, each one stands for a vibration, and they're all supposed to be good. But, oh, there goes a strand there.
Did you put a spell on those two white boys?
Well, I think they put a spell on me. You know, we're all brothers and sisters, aren't we?
Jimmy, how much do you rely on gimmicks?
Gimmicks, there we go again. Gimmicks, man. I'm tired of people saying we rely on gimmicks. What is this? The world is nothing but a big gimmick, isn't it? Wars, napalm bombs and all that. People get burned up on TV and it's nothing but a big gimmick. Yes, we do.
No, that's the wrong image.
Now get close together, real close.
All together, please. That's it, fine, that's great. Yeah, lovely. Just there, like that. Fine, terrific. Oh, that's nice. There you go, Jim.
What a strange taste, man.
No, don't worry. Forget it.
But I used to get so mad, though, I just, you know, didn't even pay too much attention, because what the teacher was telling us, you know, Indians are bad. I mean, you know, in other words, Indians are bad, you know. Grandmothers would tell me beautiful Indian stories. I used to see her a lot, you know, and she used to make these clothes for me. And so then after I stayed with her for a while, you know, I used to go back and take these clothes to school and wear them and all that, and, you know, and people would laugh and all this mess. And some of them have a lot of money, you know, and got, you know, this and that because they get checks and all this. But there's a lot of them on the reservation, man. Ooh, it was really terrible. Every single house is the same, you know. It's not even a house, it's like a hut. Ooh, it's this really bad scene for them, you know. Like half of them were down on Skid Row, you know, drinking and really completely out of their minds, you know, and they're not doing anything. Oh, the first jump is really out of sight, like you're in the plane. You know, some cats has never been in the plane before. Some people were throwing up in the, you got a big bucket, you know, a big garbage can sitting in the middle. It's great.
What do you think?
At the beginning, the plane is going, just roaring and shaking. You can see the rivets just jumping around, talk about what am I doing here. I would have to start from the third person down, though. Like, you know, I was watching him. Said, wow. A split second, a thought went through me, like, you're crazy. Physically, it was a very, very, you know, falling over backwards feeling, you know, in your dreams. And then all of a sudden, it just disappeared. And it was almost like blank, and it was almost like a crying, and you want to laugh, and pat the sergeant on the back, say, who's this joking, wasn't it, Sergeant? But, you know, and all the time, you know, you say, what the hell am I doing here? And all, by that time, you're just there at the door, and all of a sudden, you know, this flop, rush, and all of a sudden, then you're up like that, and then you just, ooh. It's so personal, because once you get out there, everything is so quiet. All you hear is a breeze, goes, you know, like that. You're there all by yourself. Then you can talk very low, you can scream or anything. And I think how crazy I was for doing this thing, but I loved it, you know, anyway. And then you're supposed to look up, you know, and you see if your chute is open, and it's open, and then you say, thank the Lord. Yeah, I never did want to go to the moon too much. I always wanted to go to Saturn or Venus or something like that, something that could show me some kind of scenery. I believe that maybe in one sense we might be nothing but little ants to them, you know, and quite naturally they might not even want to bother us, you know, they might be on their way to somewhere else. I mean, you wouldn't go about 2 miles out of your way just to step on an anthill. I don't know what everybody should be scared about, though. They should try to get in contact some kind of way. It's very abstract type, you know, I don't really get into dreaming about getting into something and going off, you know, away to somewhere.
Do you believe in God, Jimmy?
God, not to see. There's several gods I believe in. We have Noel Redding, Mitch Mitchell, yes. We have the reincarnation of Thomas Edison.
Hey, Jimmy. Do you believe in God? Hey, Jimmy. Do you believe in God?